The Obama administration has been redirecting America's military focus to Afghanistan, and this past weekend we saw an example of the difficulties Washington faces there. Afghans voted in parliamentary elections, but today election observers voiced serious concerns about the vote. A preliminary report from the Free and Fair Elections Foundation of Afghanistan alleges ballot stuffing, repeat voting, and the use of fake voter IDs. The BBC's Daoud Azami is in Kabul, Afghanistan. Daoud, this is another step, this election is, in what U.S. officials hope is the road to Afghan stability. But as we mentioned, there are questions, there are complaints about this election. How extensive were the problems, and is the credibility of the election at stake?
I think it's too early to say that the credibility of the elections is at stake, because they are still counting votes, they are assessing the complaints, and the number of complaints so far is reaching 2,000. So they will investigate, they will assess these complaints, and then they would be able to give us the final decision.
What's the position right now of the government of President Hamid Karzai? What's he saying about how the election went and the allegations of fraud?
Well, President Karzai has welcomed the election process and said that Afghans need to be congratulated because they took part in these elections in millions, despite the threats of the Taliban and despite the attacks that we saw on the election day. He mentioned that there are reports about irregularities and fraud, but President Karzai also ordered the Election Complaints Commission to investigate all these complaints and try to satisfy people in a transparent way.
This Complaints Commission, how much credibility does it have, given that the majority of board members were appointed by the Karzai administration?
Well, it has some legitimacy because President Karzai wanted to appoint all the members himself. But the UN became involved, and now out of the five members of the Elections Complaints Commission, there are three Afghans on this commission and two foreigners appointed by the United Nations office in Afghanistan. So they will jointly assessing and investigating all these complaints.
What about United States and international officials? President Obama has a major review coming up of his war strategy in Afghanistan in December. This is a war, as you know, that has waning support from Americans. So given the fact that he and the international community are interested in turning Afghanistan into a functioning and stable government, how far does this election bring Afghans and the rest of the world to that goal?
Well, Afghan government and international community had two options: to have these elections or cancel these elections. If they had canceled these elections, then many people would have seen the government as a dictatorship. Yes, there were some flaws, there were irregularities, and there were cases of fraud. But I think if you compare the two, I think this was the better decision that Afghan government and its international partners made.
To have the election versus not.
To have elections versus not.
All right. The BBC's Daoud Azami in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.